Anyway, really glad to have everybody on the call here this morning. And maybe just a couple of thoughts here. I was reading something by Daniel Pink, and he said something that we're all looking for is just purpose. He says that it's the yearning to just do what we do in the service of something larger than ourselves. And also, along that line, is the desire to get better at something that matters, and the urge to direct our own lives. And that certainly fits into having your own business. And I don't know, if you just kind of think about this, and I try to appreciate this every day, that, wow, I'm a business owner. And when you join, this is one of the most wonderful things. And one of my favorite life-changing idea makers is the late Jim Rohn. I think in a practical sense, a business philosopher. He talked about just ideas that can change everything in the realm of business. And he said that the business is just, you know, it's the backbone of everything. And he said that people should work during the day to earn a living while working part-time at night, building their fortune. And earning a living is good, but building your own fortune is even better. And we have the opportunity to do that. And we want to just emphasize quite a bit the idea that you can build a business part-time. And we want to make it predictable. And if you can just inside have the dream of being a business owner, you can make it realistic if you can control the factors that determine that. And I really love being involved in NECAN because the products are predictable. They work. There's a market for it. More than anything I've ever seen, this is an idea where we have something that everybody needs and wants. And I'm really excited because most people don't know about it. And so we have the wonderful job of being able to tell the story. And so much of it is just learning to tell the story well and effectively. And then often enough, and things fall into your place. And so I'd like to introduce a couple of people if you haven't heard them. One is Thane Shively, who has been a friend for a lot of years. When he got into NECAN, he was in his early 20s, and maybe he can tell his story a little bit. But, you know, if you look at this business, as just that one of the most powerful ideas is this thought right here. Work on yourself. Jim Rohn talks about that people will join you when you become the right person. And this idea that the two different people, they might say the same words, do the very same things, and they could get entirely different results. Maybe you've looked at that. And this is something where we can teach people to say the right things and say it the right way and just be that right person. So to help us do that, I'd like to introduce you also to one of my personal friends and great mentors, and that's Vigo. Vigo is just a truly amazing man, not just a dear friend, but somebody that has definitely been down the road. Vigo, he's just, well, for over 40 years, been involved as an executive of companies. On his wall, there's a plaques. We could say he's a Inc. 500 executive. And think about this. There's a lot of businesses. I believe it's close to 30 million different businesses in the country. And of all of those businesses, there's an award, Inc. 500. That means that the top 500 as far as growth, think about that. 20, you know, something like 30 million. And he's done it four times, and we're planning on doing it again. Think about this. With M-Strides, Vital Balance, all of these kind of things, here's a chance to be brand new all over again with the strength and stability of a proven company. It's a brand new day today, and so anyway, I hope you'll make a decision to make this year your very best year ever by just really getting out there and going for it. In fact, just one other thought I was just reading this morning. This is something that Thomas Edison, he was once asked how he accomplished so much, and he said, "It's very simple. You and I have 18 hours a day in which to do as we choose. You hours doing a number of unrelated things, I spend doing just one thing, and some of my work is bound to be somewhere. And he says, if you want to be successful, concentrate. Get one thing in your mind and heart and bloodstream. Put side blinders on your eyes so that you cannot see all the distractions, temptations along the way. Have a singleness of purpose and a total clarity in your vision. Put all the power you have into this forward motion. So, anyway, with that, hey, Thane Shively, Viggo Madsen, my friend, let's change the world, and let's share some powerful ideas today. I'm going to turn the time over to you guys.
Well, thanks, Dave. We appreciate the opportunity to be on the call again this morning. I appreciate your thoughts. It's important for people to understand that they have a business. And one of the things that I learned over the years is that if I didn't have a business plan, my opportunity for success went down dramatically. The other thing is my wife and I are now reading The World's Greatest Salesman by Og Mandino again, and we're on scroll 5, which is live today as if it was your last. And as we were driving to a Beacon program here in Salt Lake City, Utah, I asked my wife, I said, are we doing what we want to be doing today, helping people become successful in their own businesses? Is that what we want to do? This is our last day in life. And it definitely is. It is helping people become successful in business. And why Thane and I are on the call today is because we believe that I've got a system that helps people simplify, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, Thane, simplify how to build your business in Neekin. As Dave said, products don't need to be proven. You don't have to prove the products anymore. They've been proven for the last 30 years. You don't have to prove the company. You just have to prove that your plan that you have and your business plan is workable and duplicatable.
That's absolutely correct, Viggo. One of the biggest things that individuals make a major, major mistake upon when they get involved with Neekin, when they're wanting to do this as a business, they need to think, act, and talk as if they are a business professional. When an individual actually starts talking a great deal about the Neekin products and things of that nature, and they try to downplay the product, we got nothing to prove. I mean, the fact that the history that Neekin's already done, the amount of success stories worldwide that we've heard, I mean, we don't have to prove anything about the product. So the biggest thing of it is, and it's the only thing that really matters, is, are you going to act like a business professional? Are you going to talk like it? Are you going to think like it? That's it. So when individuals actually start getting involved with it, immediately at the very beginning, they are the CEO of their organization. Get a name for it. Introduce yourself as the CEO. Act like it.
So, Thane, can we kind of go through, I think a lot of people have got some great systems out there, and this is just a suggestion and an idea of some of the things that we've been doing together and helping you build your business. And so I just would like to give some people some good gems of thought and let them decide what they want to do with it to see if it'll help their business grow. Do you want to go ahead and share what we're doing?
Absolutely. First off, I want to preface this, if I may. The three main reasons why people don't succeed in network marketing in general, first off, is, of course, there's no mentorship. There's nobody to lead them, to guide them, direct them, to help them out, things of that nature. Second reason why is because there's no trap method, no modality, no reason as to why they're doing what they do, and when they get to step B, where's step C? You know, so what trap are they running on? Okay, what process are they following? The third reason why people fail is because they're lazy. They just simply don't want to. Okay, it's not the industry to blame. Okay, it's not the industry. It's the system within it. Okay, now I've actually been applying everything that Diego's been teaching. Okay, I've been adhering a very, very simple steps process that actually helps out a great deal. The beautiful thing about it is I don't have to have a lot of people calling me all the time now to be able to ask them and say, hey, Thane, you know, what do I do next? I've taken care of this. What do I go there? What do I do with this now? When individuals get memberships and things of that nature within my organization, okay, the very first thing that their upline or mentor is teaching them as well, first and foremost, get a kit. Follow a simple process that's been used, that's been successful. Get involved, stay plugged in, and continue on. All the way around, if you've got a system that actually helps out a great deal, do it. Now, the beautiful thing about it, Vigo working with you and things of that nature, within an hour and 24 minutes, a brand new individual I just barely brought on not too long ago, the fun thing about it is within an hour and 24 minutes, that's how much time I invested into working with Troy, talking about the business and things of that nature, and I actually brought him on as a business partner before I even introduced the products to him. Because of the fact that the products don't need to be proved to him. I started talking to him more in depth about the business. I got him intrigued and severely interested because of the business. When everything was done about the business and talking about that, things of that nature, he wanted to see the products. Now he's had a long laundry list. He's had a car accident. He's had several surgeries. I mean, the guy is battered and bruised and hurting big time. But at the same point in time when I introduced the products to him, the products were stellar, absolutely amazing. And when he got to be able to see what the products could do for him to eliminate the pain that he had, to also be able to increase his mobility, to increase his quality of life, that just gave him a perfect 1-2 punch. The bottom line of it all is the fact that if you've got a very, very simple system that you can follow and that you can actually introduce the business to people to bring them on deck with inside an hour and 24 minutes of work, guess what? He's going to think, holy cow, if I can do that, that's easy. That is duplication in and of itself. The beautiful thing about it is Troy just barely got Vigo's kit yesterday. Vigo, thank you for expediting that to him. But anyhow, he just barely got it yesterday, cracked it open. Well, before he got the kit, because of the fact that he had actually seen the system that I had applied in helping him a great deal, he knew the step-by-step process of what I was doing with him. Guess what he did? Last Thursday night, without even having a kit, but knowing the system of what I had done to him, last Thursday, on our weekly meetings, local weekly meetings, he brought his first guest. He knew the system because of the fact that he knew what I had done with him. So he was already starting to apply the principles and the concepts that I had shown him because of what I had done with him. That's duplication. That's how you build a business. Now, the beautiful thing about it, scripts are imperative. Things of that nature are absolutely imperative. Get with your mentor. Get with your upline. Stay plugged into a system. If you don't have it, I would highly recommend Vigo's kit because of the fact that it's a roadmap. If you're going to go on a trip and you don't have the ability to know where you're going to go to get there, that's a waste of time. Do it on purpose. Do it with a reason. Keep the main thing the main thing. If you're going to do this as a business, just get started. Don't quit. Same point in time. Figure out a system that works for you. The ego system just happens to be working massively well for me and my entire organization. Run with it. Run with it.
And what are some of the things that you're using that are making it work for your team? How you've seen the change in the team since you've been in Meekin?
Absolutely. Some of the things that I've been using, first and foremost, is the brilliancy of having specific scripts. Okay? Now, the interesting thing about it is we've all heard, hey, do you want to take a peek at my presentation? Well, that sounds like network marketing. We want to sound like business professionals, don't we? So all the way around, specific keywords that we say, okay? I'm not an independent distributor with Meekin International. I am an independent contractor with a multi-billion dollar research and development company, okay? That says something else entirely different. At the same point in time, introducing the ability to think like a business professional instead of a network marketer makes a massive difference. Network marketers upchuck. They puke on people. I've got a gal in my organization. She said that her husband owns a great deal of cattle. And when you go out into the pasture and things of that nature on a hay wagon,
and an individual, you know, opens the gate and everything else, they've got this big one-ton bale of hay on the back of the hay wagon. They go out there into the pasture, and if one cow shows up, instead of the whole herd, if one cow shows up for some of that hay, you don't immediately take that entire one-ton bale and throw it off for that one cow. You give them what they want, not what you think they need. So the biggest thing, Vigo, to answer that first question you asked me, what am I using? I am telling people in my organization to quit throwing up on people. Ask a question, close the yapper, use your ears, and listen for what is being said and also what is not being said. Do people want to know more about the products? Do they have questions or comments or concerns about their preconceived notions of what they think this business is? Okay? If we don't get to the root of the problem to find out why they're asking us those questions, why are we even talking to them? Okay? We're not trying to force a round peg into a square hole. Okay? So all the way around scripts, the ability to ask the right questions, listen for the answers, the understanding of the fact that we need to be more assertive with the questions that we ask. The other thing as well, other individuals in my organization, they'll just ask questions for the sake of asking questions, for the sake of filling time. That's a waste, in my opinion. If you don't ask the right questions, why are you even talking to them? Okay? One of the beautiful things that we actually use, and Vigo, you actually taught this to me, very, very simple closing three-step option. At the beginning, you know, excuse me, at the end of the presentation, things of that nature. First and foremost, option number one. After everything that we've gone through, you can choose to do nothing, and life will stay the same. Option number two, you can get your business, excuse me, you can get a membership with the company so you can utilize these life-enhancing technologies at a 25 to 40% discount. Or option number three, you can begin to start your business partnership with us today so that we can actually put you on a proven track method to help you get towards attaining the goals that you have outlined and systematically work towards creating a predictable income. Of those three options, which one do you want to do? The biggest thing about it, and the one thing that absolutely drove me mad in the past, Diego, and I apologize for running on, but one thing that drove me absolutely mad, when people would ask me for information, well, do you have any information? I have more questions about the business. I want to know more about the compensation plan. I want to do this. I want to do that. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's all fine and dandy. But if I can answer those questions in a sufficient manner, are you prepared to take a step forward? If not, you're wasting my time. Here's my website. Okay? Business professionals don't try to coax or love people into me can. Business professionals look for assertive individuals that actually are looking to do something. Okay? Rick Murphy at one point in time, I'm going to steal a little thunder from him. He said, I don't seek the aged and the elderly. I don't seek individuals that have health complications. I seek talent to take it to those people. When I was talking to Troy, I told him after he signed the dotted line, so to speak, and got his business partnership started with me, I told him, Troy, I said, you know what? It's not rude. It's not personal. It's just business. But at the same point in time, if he hadn't begun his business partnership with me, I don't know if I would have introduced the products to him. Why? Because if I'd have told him about the products, I would have been no more than a salesman. I might have got him to think more about the business, but I don't know. But at the same point in time, he took a step forward by beginning his business partnership. So then, I introduced the products to him. Okay? I know there's a lot of people that may or may not agree with that system. But by dang, I am not interested in loaning out a ton of products to a ton of people and wasting my time to go back to talk to those individuals. So I want business builders. I don't want product salesmen. Does that make sense? There's a huge difference there.
Thanks, Dane. One of the things we're trying to do in working here in Neakin, and something that Dave and I have been pushing again, is free teaching three to teach three. And what's interesting about that is I've been talking to people all across the country, and I've been having them draw their own business plan. And how I do that is I just ask them to get a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper, get a pencil, and I want them to draw a box. And I say, that is your home business. And what's beautiful about having a home business is you do get a lot of tax deductions. We can talk about that later. What I'd like you to do is put the number 500 inside that box. Now, it's amazing where people draw that box. Some people draw it up in the upper corner. Some drop it in the center. Some drop it at the bottom. Some drop it somewhere else. They just put the box somewhere. I said, that's $500. That's what you can do in this business is $500 in products. We'll show you how to do that. We'll train you how to do that. Now, I want you to draw three more boxes somewhere else on the piece of paper. I have them draw the boxes. I tell them to put $500 on each side of that one. I said, we will train you to train others how to do also $500 in sales and draw a line from those boxes to your box. And you get a percentage or an override on those businesses. Now you draw nine more boxes with $500 in each of those. Draw three of those boxes to each one of the other three boxes that you have just drawn. And now you're going to get an override, and if you do that and teach people to do that, you'd be making $1,000 a month. That makes a person a thousandaire in Neakin. And we have a way of training people how they can do $500 worth of products every month. And it's so simple. So I challenge you just to do that for a moment, is have people just draw their own business plan. One of the things that I've found in working with people live and having them draw it instead of me draw it, they are already now subconsciously drawing their own business. And they see it the way they see it. It gives me an opportunity to see what they see. But again, it gives them the opportunity of being able to say, hey, this is my own business. And after they've drawn the 12 boxes, I say, so how many businesses would you like to have an override on? The number one answer is always a lot. And I say, great. The products that we market is products from a company called Neakin. And this is why. And then you can tell your testimony. You can find out a little bit if they have a health problem, which product may be able to help them. And if you know what that product is, you can give them what I call FABs, which is a feature, advantage, benefit, and the zinger. And that works very, very simple. Again, it's a script of knowing what the products are, whatever the product is. That's the feature. Next, M-Strides, phenomenal product. I use them, they've changed my life. M-Strides are phenomenal. There are things people can see, they can feel them, they can touch them. And the advantage of them is that they create energy, they help you feel stronger, all of that. The benefit is for you, you can have more energy, more strength. And the zinger is, that's what you want, isn't it? By just using that little script, it's amazing. Dave made a card on the M-Strike. It's called, one of the sides says lightning strikes twice, and the other side says you can have more energy. I happen to have those in my pocket, and I've got that says lightning strikes twice, and I've already had two people today ask me what that card says, because it just happens to fit right above the pocket. I don't know if we designed it that way or not, Dave, but it's awesome. And I happened to go into a meeting, to another meeting, Dave Blanchard, the Og Mundino program is here, and I know Dave Blanchard, and I was meeting with him, and he said, lightning strikes twice, what is that? So what I say to him, so you're interested? Oh yeah, I don't have time right now to talk to you about it. So I didn't leave him the card or anything, but and then somebody else came up and stopped me in the hallway again, and we were just talking, and all of a sudden they kept looking at this thing, lightning strikes twice. It's amazing how we're able to do that, and I was able to get that person the card, and said, hey, we have these M-Strides. I've got them in my shoes right now. Don't have time to take them out. Got to make a phone call. But this is what they do. And I talked a little bit about what the card does and how they give me energy and things like that. And I said, would you like more energy in your life? They said, oh, yeah. I said, your feet bother you? Yes, they do. And you need to come into our meeting and learn about these M-Strides. Now, I don't know if they headed in that direction, so I don't know if they went there or not because I got on the call here, but I hope they did. That was so easy for me to talk to them about that. And now in the meeting, we're going to talk about how they can build a business, be successful, enjoy the tax advantages, and become a thousandaire by just teaching three to get three to get three, and then train them how to do $500 worth of sales and products. Dave, is there anything else you'd like us to cover?
Oh, that's real powerful stuff. I would like to just say one of the most wonderful things about this business is you don't have to be another person. You can just be you. You can take your personality and just basically put it into scripts, ideas, and actions that will build this business. So you don't have to be another person, adopt what they're doing. You don't have to be overly intense. I think one of the big things, I think, when you go out there is I think you want to be thinking, I want to build an empire, and that's a thing I did. And also a thing that can really be really powerful is just kind of having your daily prayers. What can I do to make a difference? You know, lead me to somebody that I can help and touch. And if you kind of think in your mind, what do other people want rather than this agenda? What do I want? Which to me would be a very shallow way to live your life. Is you know, me. Every relationship, if you view as what can they do for me, that would be just a pretty empty life. But if you think in terms kind of like what you're reading, Vigo, the greatest salesman in the world, you know, trying to spread hope and happiness and greeting people with love in your heart, and all of the other wonderful things that it talks about. If you really want to be super successful in Ekin, you have to become the sort of person that you ought to be anyway. And that's the thing I really like about this business. I think in some things that we see, you know, if you go get groceries, you just can't help but glance on all of those magazines and all those people with all of those problems. And I think, you know, all of those people have lots of money, but I wonder, boy, are they really happy? And I think a lot of the happiness fits in with the way we use our time, and so much of our time, let's face it, it has to be involved in work. And the thing I love about Ekin is it just, it's such a wonderful work environment. You get to work with really neat people. You don't have a lot of the normal politics and dog-eat-dog environment. Any of the stuff that you see on the magazines, it's just really neat. And you meet people, and you just carry on a natural conversation, and ask questions. And if they need product, share product with them. If they are looking for business, the thing I love about what we've been teaching lately, and what Vigo just went through, is basically what several people are doing now. Rick, I think he might have been the first one to have the little couplet, teach three to reach three, which is kind of stays in the mind. And that's amazing. As along your way, meeting people and helping them with their needs, you're going to find two or three or four people that really are looking for a business, and basically, hopefully you're one of those people. If you're not, we have wonderful products and everything too, but be one of those people that you want to attract, and you surely will. And just basically love everyone, let everyone know the door's open, and get them what they need. But find, I want this really, really, really bad. And they call you all the time, and that's so much like the book Think and Grow Rich. It all begins with just desire. You just want it. You will not be denied. And then just find three people that are the same way, where they want to do this. And wow, that happens. But I don't know if you have a few minutes where you could
maybe just work on, you know, maybe share some of the scripts, maybe just some role playing or something. That might be a thought.
Sure. You know, Dave, I actually encourage a great deal of people within my organization. It's quite interesting. One of the most fascinating scripts I had ever heard. Of course, as you're out and about talking to people, the biggest key is, of course, to be interested in the person that you're conversating with. You know, you're talking to a person, be it a supermarket or a party or wherever you're at, just out in the general public. So the interesting thing about it is I threw out that scenario. I said, okay, you're out in public, you're talking to somebody, and a person in my organization. I said, okay, so if you met me, you just struck up a conversation, and I turned around and I asked you, so what do you do? And she looked at me and she says, I am an economic solution provider. And immediately I thought, wow. That in and of itself, that opens up a vast amount of doors that you could actually talk about. And that woman, that I actually used that very comment, because that's not original for me. It was actually something that, like I said, Heather, the gal in my organization. But she said that, and I used that as an opening script when I was talking to a gal at Toastmasters the other day. She looked at me and she says, boy, is that needed today. It was kind of funny because just by her saying that, I knew I had had her. I captured her intrigue. She wanted to know more. She was interested. And she looked at me and she says, so exactly what you do? And I said, so you're interested then? She says, yeah. We need solutions for the economic problems that we got going on right now. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? I said, give me your name and phone number. Now is not a good time for me to actually sit down with you because we're getting ready to start this meeting here in a couple of seconds. Give me your name and phone number. We'll reconnect at a better time. Okay. We got a name and phone number. So the funnest thing about it is, say something of interest. You know, all the way around. The fact that I work with, as an independent contractor, work with a multi-billion dollar research and development company. And in fact, when I call people and I'm thinking about inviting them as a business partner, I'll call them up and I'll say this word for word. I'll say, hey, you know what? I actually just started a new business. I'm an independent contractor with a multi-billion dollar research and development company, and they have allowed me the privilege of handpicking all of my business partners. And I thought of you. And here's the reasons why. You know, and then I'll continue on by saying you're a person of integrity, you're high influence, you've been a previous business owner, you know, whatever it is, the reasons that I have thought about them, I tell them that. And then I'm silent. And I'm waiting for that to sink in. And 9 times out of 10 it comes back and says, okay, so exactly what do you do? So you're interested. I love that, Vigo. Thanks for teaching that to me. But anyhow, so you're interested. Well, yes. Okay, so what I'd like to do is introduce you to my business partner for 2 reasons. First, to see if what I do is of interest to you, to see if it's a fit. Secondly, to see if you have the characteristics, the qualities, and skills that would be an asset to our organization. It'll take anywhere from 20 to 35 minutes to go through this in a screen share. When can we do this? And then I'll wait for them to give me a date and time. And that's the beautiful thing about it, is it's so simple, Dave. We've been complicating things for years. For those of us who are a little bit long in the tooth, why do we make it so doggone hard?
If you want to have any takeaway from the call today, don't be a lone ranger. What thing just mentioned there is so powerful. I'm getting on to a quarter of a century in doing NECAN, if you can imagine that. And I know quite a bit about the business. And I could do things by myself, but I found I do it much, much more effectively when I'm engaging a new person if I can bring somebody on as the expert. Because, again, this is a business of duplication. And if I'm doing it all and they're seeing that, they're thinking, oh, can I do that? But you're teaching them, if you bring on a three-way or an ABC or whatever the mode is, whether it's a call or a presentation or whatever, if you have an ABC, then they're thinking, wow, I could do that. I could just ask the same person. And we
actually assure that by telling them that, hey, there is support here. This is an ongoing team here. It's already successful, and you will be able to just follow along and take advantage of it. You can do this. You want people to look at this and think, I could do this. And so right off the bat, they're seeing they could do this.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing, too, there again, like I've already mentioned earlier with Troy, I mean, he didn't have all the exact step-by-step procedures. I mean, he didn't even have a Vigo's kit yet to be able to understand the step-by-step roadmap of what needs to do. But because of the fact that I demonstrated to him the process in which I took him through, he understood that. And so he was able to duplicate the process, and that's why he brought his very first individual last Thursday night to a meeting, even though he didn't know a whole lot about the process, he knew what they did for him. World of difference for him. But because of the fact that he knew what I had done to help him understand the process, he was able to duplicate the process. So, I mean, it's not difficult in any way, form, or fashion.
I might add in here, too, if that's okay, that one of the things that I've done in my kit is not only teaching people how to get people into the business, it's how to keep people in the business. And if you're going to talk about a thousand air, tell them it may take them a year to be able to build this where they're making $1,000 a month. People get so excited about maybe they can do it 3 months or whatever, but if you can get your people committed, is step one, committed to being involved in this business for a year, let them know how much it's going to cost them. If it's going to cost them $2,400 to be in the business for that first year, let them know that. But let them also know that if they follow the system, your system or whatever, that within 3 to 5 months, they won't be paying for their auto ship. It'll be paid for out of their commissions and their override. And so, but get them committed to thinking in the process of a year. Is it worth putting your effort into a business that'll pay you $1,000 more a month, even if it takes you a year? Most people are going to say, that's not a problem.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
They will be successful. They will be successful. And keeping the system down to very simple steps, this is what you do, step one, step two, step three, step four, step five, step six. Just follow the steps, and it's amazing what happens, because the same steps that I use to build my multi-million dollar businesses, I've just streamlined it down how you can do this with your own business in Neakin and be a business partner, be a CEO. I appreciate you saying that thing, because when I do training seminars, I knight everybody. I've got my Excalibur out, and I have them come before me, and I knight them saying, you are now a CEO. And from that time on throughout the seminar, that's all they are thinking about. And when they ask questions, I ask them back a question. Are you asking me that as a distributor, or are you asking that as a business person? It's amazing to be able to change their attitude by doing that.
Uh-huh. Let's elaborate on starting a business for $2,400. If somebody doesn't have $2,400, what do you say?
Well, is that the only thing that's keeping us from going forward?
Yeah.
Well, if I could show you a payment program that you could pay that $2,400 with, would you go forward?
Oh, what kind of payments?
Well, how much can you pay a month?
Maybe 200.
Okay, it makes $200 a month, so you can do $200 a month. Be able to start your business, enjoy the tax advantages that come with that business, be able to train others to do the same thing. You can get overrides and start beginning in some time period to get $1,000 back every month.
Yeah, that sounds good. In fact, I think you bring that up where you talk about maybe 200 a month, and to further elaborate that, a lot of people could adjust their W-2 for some more deductions and offset that right off the bat.
Again, the question I always ask is if that's the only thing that's keeping us from going forward. And if it is, then we have a program for it. It's AutoShip. And they can, and you're right, they can adjust their income dramatically by changing their W-2. But you got to train them to put it in their business, not in their pocket, because sometimes they want to do that.
Yeah.
But again, that's teaching people to think like business people. And it's amazing. All of my businesses that I've ever been in, there's one time for almost 2.5 years, I didn't take a salary out of my business because I had to make sure everybody else got paid first. That's the beauty of owning your own business sometimes. You've got to pay everybody else first, and then if something left over, you get it.
Nikan's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that is kind of cool. I mean, it was a great idea, and in the long run, it paid off handsomely. My return was unbelievable. So that loss of that 2.5 years of salary was well worth it. I got it back 100 times. So, yeah, this is the same thing we can do. And that's what's great about this business. You can do that. People can do the same thing that I did in a multi-million dollar business by just starting a business for $2,000 a month, $2,000 a year, with a potential return of becoming a millionaire.
Wow.
No other industry offers that.
There's no industry that offers that. I mean, I've had to come up with millions of dollars to start my businesses so that I could get return back on millions of dollars. Here, for $2,000 a year, you can have an opportunity to become a millionaire. And if you want to talk to one, I have one. Now set up a three-way with Dave Johnson or Dennis and Ruth or somebody. Or just say, I know somebody that can show you how you can become a millionaire. And set up a three-way with them.
Yeah.
If that's what they're doing. Great. I'll show you. Let's get together with one of my business partners and let's talk about how you can become a millionaire by $2,000 a month. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. Sign me.
The one thing, if I may, Vigo, one thing that I think that is emphatically important to discuss is the fact that the 1 year commitment, not 30 days, not 60 days, not 90 days, a 1 year commitment. Because I've never ever picked up a newspaper or read a tabloid magazine that clearly states of a woman that gave birth to an attorney or a doctor. Okay? In other words, it takes time to accumulate. It takes time to learn. It takes time to grow into it. Okay? Dave, were you successful with this overnight? Did it take you a couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks?
I was a 15-year wonder.
Exactly. So the beautiful thing about it is when we ask for that 1 year commitment, I did this with Troy. I sat down with him, and Troy says, okay, so what's the financial commitment with this? And I said, 24 to 3,000. And he looked at me and he kind of reeled back and he said, oh man, I don't know if I can do that all at once. And I looked at him and I said, it's a beautiful thing. You don't have to do it all at once. What do you mean? I can set up a payment plan. You can adjust your W-2 form, so on and so forth. Take that money, roll it over into your business. Oh, that makes perfect sense. Okay, well, having that knowledge of knowing how to do that. And he said, what's the time frame commitment? And I looked at him and I said, 1 year. And he kind of reeled back and he says, man, 1 year. He says, I hope it don't take me a year to get successful at this. And I looked at him and with a chuckle on my face and I said, Troy, I said, it won't take you a year. But I asked you 1 year because that's how long it's going to take for you to become so ridiculously proficient and effective at this. Because Dave, if you were to teach me all the knowledge that you have about network marketing and everything that you've done and applied in 30 days or in 90 days, is that fair?
Well, that's the thing. I was in network marketing for about 15 years, and then I saw Nikan, and I was so thrilled because everything was in place, and I remember just thinking, I know how to do this. I was already skilled at approaching people, making appointments, doing presentations, getting referrals, and teaching, this is fun.
Yeah, so you had 15 years of, should we say, pre-Nikan training, and then when you saw Nikan, it made sense, and you were able to pull the trigger and pop the clutch and get after it.
Yeah, and the best experience is someone else's experience, so
yeah.
you can really accelerate things if you don't have to learn it all yourself. And so we're in an area right now where you can take advantage of some of the best minds and best experience. And
yeah, but like Nigo.
Yeah, like 1 year, you really can make $1,000 a month. That's substantial. What kind of money would you have to have in the bank to earn a residual $1,000 a month? Because that's what we're talking about, is earning and creating a business that produces a residual $1,000 a month that you could, actually, it'd be ongoing. So that's powerful. And if you can make $1,000, just do more of the same, and you can make $2,000 or $10,000.
Uh-huh. Just by continuing to do it over and over again. That's the beauty of this. It's not a new skill that you're training or that you're relearning every time. It's not that you're learning a new process to be able to jump up to the next pay scale or to be able to learn more of how to create more financial influx. You're just repeating the same process. You're teaching other people to teach other people to teach other people to do what you've already done with them. It's not that hard.
And the nice thing about that is the basic. The few people, you don't have to get a lot. Get somebody you want to be in business with. Tell them why you want to be a business partner. Get them involved with you as a business partner. Work together as business partners as if you were building a business. Help them find their business partners and train them how to train them to get business partners. And it's amazing. The three is doing that. I always recommend make a list of five people you want to be in business with. And hopefully three of those people will rise to the top. And then you rise together. It's amazing. Okay, this is the plan. The game plan is to get me to be silver. So this is what you've got to do in your part to make me silver. And then you guys become silvers. And then all of a sudden, all this will be diamonds. It's a process of teaching other people to do it. The challenge is not getting people into this industry because our products are phenomenal. The problem is teaching people how to stay in and work with the people that they've brought in.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Good point. Well, let's see. Have you got time for a couple of questions?
Sure, real quick, Dave.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted. All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
Okay. If anybody has a question, just push *6 and you can unmute yourself.
Hey, Vigo and Thane, Paul Gambios here. All great points. My organization has a lot of people that they had the dream, at least they thought they did. They're executive, lots of executives, but they don't seem to be able to get themselves to the point where they really say, look, I've got to get silver done. This is the only way that this is going to progress. They seem to be stuck, lots of them, at executive. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah.
Paul,
go ahead, Diego. Go ahead. You've got more experience than I do.
If you've got people in your organization, that means you're a mentor, and you have to understand what a mentor is. A mentor is somebody that really works with people almost side by side, helping them. So if you've got some people that are executives and you want to get them to silver, get them to say, hey, who are the five people you'd like to be in business with? Put them down. And my kid, Thane alluded to it, and why do you want to be in business with them? And let's set up a three-way call and make them feel good, as Dave has said. Boy, I've had people that didn't get into business, but they still remember the call because we thought so much of them and we gave them all of these accolades of why we wanted to be in business with them. And so help them do that. And that's a mentoring position, is to help you help them get the people in. They're still responsible to take care of them once they get in, but help them move to silver. Okay, this is what we got to do. People, it's one thing, it's easy to say, do this. It's another thing to say, let me show you how we do it and how you can repeat it.
Yeah. But the one thing, Paul, if I may, and this is what I've noticed, because I've had a great deal of stagnation within my organization as well. First and foremost, identify their why. What are their wants, needs, and goals? If they don't have any specific goals to be able to move past executive, then obviously they don't have enough fire in the belly to get them going, right? You can't want it more than they want it for themselves.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing as well then, Paul, then becomes the fact that what kind of system are they plugged into? What kind of training? What's their step-by-step process that they're following? Again, look at the fact that I pointed out the three main reasons as to why people aren't successful in network marketing. Do they have a specific step-by-step track? Are they stuck on a specific step of that track? Okay. The beautiful thing about it is when I saw Vigo's program, I immediately thought, holy cow, I've been vindicated. I'm looking for something, and here it is. Okay. If you don't have a specific system, get a system. Plug them into it. Help them figure out what needs to be done. again, with what I've done, with what I've seen within my organization with EgoKit, all the way around, and I've looked at a lot of them. I've been involved with NECAN since 96, okay? So I've seen a lot of them. EgoKit, for me, made the most amount of clarity and made the most amount of predictability. At the same point in time, I actually have the ability to figure out where they're at in the process, where they hung up, where they stuck. So get them on a system. Figure it out. But first off, ask them, what do they want to do? What are their dreams and desires?
Yeah, well, that sounds good. And some people just don't. You know, they thought they did, but they don't. I mean, you know, really, this business works. At the beginning is silver, but I just, you know, you got to get there. Or if you don't want to, then not. And I think we do people, and that's why, Vigo, when you said, you know, it takes about a year, you have to be willing to put out before you get back. People seem to want stuff back right away. But it takes time, and a business is not a job, and you're putting out before things come back. And so it starts at silver. However you get there, people need to know that. You know, some, you know, 500 a month, this. If you're not silver, you're not making $1,000 a month, period. And then if you've got really good people, then those people are going to move from senior executive to silver, and then you've got to keep going.
That's right, and those are great suggestions. Now, one thing, too, what Thane alluded to is finding what people want. We've been able to resurrect people in the industry by using my needs, wants, and goals questionnaire, and that's free on my website, getvigo, that's G-E-T-Vigo,
right.
vigo.com/mstrike. And there's a free thing, you can download it, use the questionnaire, and it's very simple. You say, what would you like to change in your life? What did you expect when you got into NECAN? What were you looking for? Why didn't it happen? I can show you a way that it could happen. Is there any reason we can't go forward? Or how would life be different if you did do it the way you wanted to do it? A scale of 1 to 10, how bad you want to do that? That sheet is so amazing. It has changed everybody's perspective of how they bring people in and to bring people back. I had a lady the other day I was on a call with. She's been with her distributor for 9 years, and she wanted to resurrect her, so she had me on the call, and I got on the call, went through the needs, wants, and goals questionnaire, and she found out the reason why the lady got into the business was that she wanted to own a horse ranch. She's worked with her for 9 years and didn't even know she wanted a horse ranch. But then I was able to build that dream and show her how that she was in this business, in the industry, that she could have those things. And yes, it'll take a year maybe or more than that. But she could have that horse ranch sometime in the future. And we gave her a plan in which she could follow. Now just that lady's fired up, excited, motivated. And her distributor really excited because she never knew why the lady was getting in the business. So you can resurrect a lot of your people by just sitting down and doing that interview with them using that free sheet that I have.
Yeah, I have it. I'll get some more of them. And I think what you're saying is key. The dream, there has to be a fire, there has to be a dream. There's no dream, there's no action.
Right. And just remember, people only do what they want, not what they need. And it's so important to find out what they want. Because once you can find their want and show them they can get it, they'll do whatever they can to make it happen.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Barbara. Can you repeat the website again? I did not catch it.
Sure. It's getvigo, he is in Victor, IGGO.com/mstrike.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Carrie. I have a question about, I've heard Thane saying 24 to 3,000 to start a NECAN business, and I'm wondering what you're including in that that you find to be essential.
Great question, Carrie. Again, it's falling back onto what their wants, needs, and goals are. What do they have concerns in? Okay, you know, we could suggest for them to beyond specific things. And we do. If they don't have any specific concerns or things of that nature, health-wise, that they want to address immediately, then I would introduce the M-Strides. The M-Strides are huge. They're our biggest ticket item right now. Same point in time, get the Kenzen Vital Balance on auto ship. And then, you know, get some other technology at the same point in time. Okay, so the biggest thing is 24 to 3,000 within that 1 year time frame. What do they have a concern about? You know, if they know that they've got toxic water, then they could take, you know, $100 a month and set that aside for 3 months until they have the ability to purchase a waterfall. Or if they have specific concerns about the air quality in their home. So again, it's all about asking the right questions to find out what your customers, your clients, what your new business associates are concerned the most about. Okay? That's a great, great question.
It. Essentially, it's being on auto ship and being a product of the product. And if you're not using the product, you know, if you're brand new, days old or a week old or something, and you talk to your first couple of people, and they say, well, what do you think about the product? What are you using? And you can say, well, I just signed up myself. We can get away from with that. But if you've been in 6 months, you know, let alone a couple of years, and people say, well, are you using these? What have you found? And you say, well, I can't afford anything. I'm not using any of it. That's just absolutely ridiculous. And of course, that person would not succeed in the business. You've got to use the product yourself. And so basically, it's kind of a neat psychological thing, telling people that this really is a business and it requires some investment. And if you have a business background and you say $2,000 or $3,000, well, that's not much of an investment compared to virtually any other business. But when you really think about investing $2,000 or $3,000 into NECAN, so much of it is really just investing in you. You get to start taking the product and being a product of the product.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I tell people all the time, and just, you know, the Kenzen Vital Balance is brilliant. First and foremost, it's tax deductible. Second of all, you're eating it. It's good nutrition. Third of all, at the same point in time, it's budget neutral. You gotta eat breakfast anyway. Why not have it be a tax deduction at the same point in time? Why not replace, you know, a bowl of cereal that's got a lot of sugar and things of that nature in there? How is that a lose situation? You know, the Kenzen Vital Balance for breakfast and for auto ship, that's a win-win scenario. Anybody's got a brain can figure that one out.
Somebody else,
yeah,
they want to put it
too. You'd be surprised how many people may write you a check for $2,400 or will be willing to write you a check for $2,400.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you just say, well, let's go down and set up an account right now and teach them how to set up a business. They put $2,400 into that account and they'll just draw it from there and they'll have their commission sent in there. Now they've got a total separate account. So if they ever get audited, they can show that all their business was run through the business account. Don't be afraid. You notice when Dave asked, in case I didn't have the $2,400, I asked him, well, how much do you think you could afford a month? Well, if he says $100, he's in. He said, well, 24 divided by 12 would be 200. Can you afford that? Yes. That's what you do. But again, it's an investment in this beautiful business. And I tell you what, I talk to a lot of companies, and I've used a lot of products, and I have never found anything that has changed my life as much as the NECAN products have. I can do so much more now at being 65 than I could probably do when I was at 30 with all the back problems and everything I had. And so you guys don't have to prove the products. This is a great opportunity. People need to be in network marketing. They need to have a small business. This is what's going to save this country, our small businesses that are successful. And you have the opportunity to be with a great company with great products that for a $2,000 to $3,000 investment, people can have their own business, which will strengthen this country.
There you go. And how you mentioned this, just to maybe simplify that, right, because what you've talked about is, but if you're saying, you know, the $2,000 to $3,000, simplify that is that you're signing up, that you're getting on auto ship, so your product or the product. Also, there is a web, not a web, but your own, to pay the $24.50 a month so that you have your own
right.
Website, and then you share it. So simply, that's what you're saying. You know, if you can do 100 to 200 a month, then this is how it works.
And the beautiful thing about it, what Nikon has done now for this year, is the people who don't have money to build an inventory, if they will sit down and get people in their business and get them on AutoShip, they're getting credit to be able to buy more products to increase their inventory. What a beautiful concept. You mean I can get my inventory for my business free? That's a phenomenal concept.
And once you put it to an individual like that, then they automatically think that it's not an expense, it's an investment. And that's the biggest catch right there. You gotta help people see how it's an investment, not an expense.
Any other questions?
This is Scott in Boulder. I'd like to hear what Biggio tells people when he brings up the subject about, you save taxes and you can adjust your W-2. If they say, what do you mean? What would I adjust my W-2 for? Why would it go down, or why would that work?
Okay. First of all, Scott, I'm not a CPA. I'm not an attorney, so I'll get a disclaimer there. What I'm saying there is that people will set up their own business. I just had an interview with a CPA on Monday, and he wanted to know what I did, and I told him. He said, you're really helping people get into network marketing. I said, it is awesome. That is so phenomenal. He said, I wish more people would get involved in it. He said, the tax advantages, and he was going down the list. I said, I know, there's around 400 plus tax deductions they can get for that. But talk to your CPA, figure out what you could save in your, and the best way to figure this out is if you got a refund this year of around $3,000, that's not the idea of getting a refund. The idea is to pay a fair tax and pay monthly so you don't get a refund or have to pay anything at the end of the year. That's the beauty of it. And so what I'm talking about is you can adjust your W-2 because if your accountant says, yeah, you could save $3,000, then you can go back to your HR department and say, hey, I want to increase my exemption by X amount, and that's money that's put back into your pocket immediately.
That would offset the investment expense.
Yep. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody appreciate being on the call? I'm sorry, I've got to get off. I've got to get into the review here. They want me to speak, so I need to put you up there. I appreciate the opportunity, Dave, to be on this call. I appreciate everybody that's unique, and I appreciate the opportunity of being able to work with such a great company and a great bunch of people. Thank you,
everybody. Thanks, everybody. Take care.